The problem with everything, episode 32, Chris Cast, is that people make everything into a presentation. And it's really frustrating because I don't give a fuck about presentations. I never have. Who enjoys a boring-ass presentation with PowerPoints, explanations, clicking icons? Who enjoys that shit? I'll tell you who. Only people who make that shit enjoy it. I have been slowly trying to transition off of meat. Not because I'm a vegan, not because I'm anti-meat, not because I'm a herbivore or a hippie or any of that stuff. But because I like to try shit out. You know? I quit smoking. I stopped smoking. I don't say quit smoking. I stopped smoking. I started smoking on my 18th birthday. At the stroke of midnight, I was in Quebec City. Okay, Quebec City on the stroke of midnight on a dance floor. Fucking drunk off my rocker. The first time I ever kissed a girl, I think, was that night. Think about that. I was 17 turning 18 the first time I ever kissed a girl. I was shit-faced. I thought she was my wife. I was going to marry her. She shoved her tongue down my throat. I was like, this is incredible. What took me so long to figure this out? Three, two, one. Happy birthday, Chris. It's midnight. Everyone's like, ah. I'm like, holy shit. Everyone's here for me. All right. They weren't all here for me. Everyone's just partying. This is what you did in high school. You went on trips like this. You had fun. You got fucked up with your friends. You threw up a little bit. You learned from your mistakes. Right? That's what normal people did. But there I am. All right. My friend comes up to me, and my best friend at the time, Richard, shout out to Richard if you ever hear this. You walked up to me and you're shit faced too. You put a cigarette in my mouth, you lit it, and you said, now you're a man, smoke a fucking cigarette. I thought, okay, I guess I'm supposed to smoke cigarettes now. I smoked a cigarette. I was like, yeah, he's smoking. Look at how cool he is. I was like, fuck, smoking does make you cooler. That's the first time I ever realized smoking makes you cool. I don't give a fuck what the PSAs. See, the PSAs lie to you. They're like, it's not cool to smoke. No, it is totally cool to smoke. If you want to be cool, you need to smoke cigarettes. I'll tell you why. All the cool people, they hang out outside. It's cool to not give a fuck. That's cool. Like, what do you want to do? I don't know. I don't give a fuck. I just want to smoke cigarettes. Can I smoke? That's how you lived. You're like, hey, there's a party. Well, can I smoke? No. Well, I don't want to go then. Hey, I'm going to book a hotel room. Can you smoke in the rooms? No. Book a room with smoking. Can I smoke in that nightclub? No. Well, fuck it. I don't want to go to that nightclub. I can smoke right here. When you're a smoker, life revolves around smoking. That's it. Can I smoke there? Yes or no? If the answer is no, I don't want to go. So, whatever. So, I was a fucking cool guy smoking cigarettes. And I smoked from 18 until... I dated a girl once. Her name was Ashley. She's fucking wonderful. I shouldn't say to this day because that's insulting, but in retrospect, she's fucking funny. Funny as fuck. Smart. Hardworking. And attractive. You know, if I was an NBA commentator right now, I'd be like, well, hi, I'm Bob Costas. I'm Marv Albert. And here we're in the NBA finals of, you know, great women. Like, she would be in the finals playing someone else. So what I'm trying to do is compliment her. I'm just trying to offer her compliments. And we broke up. She dumped me. She was the first person to ever, like, she was the first one to ever dump me. Like, and when I say dump, I mean like, yo, you're a loot. Like, I'm done with this guy. Later. Like, that's dumped. Being dumped is not like, well, I don't think, I've had women break up with me. We're like, listen, I like you. You're a really nice guy. Let's stay friends. But this relationship isn't working out. One of my oldest friends did that to me. She's a great person too. She approached it very professional. This one was just like, yo, I gotta dump this guy. And it was a great lesson. Because when she dumped my ass, I was like, well, fuck. She dumped me because I'm a loser. That's it. That was the conclusion I made. She might have even told me I was a loser. I don't know. I was a loser, though. And I was like, well, I don't want to be a loser anymore. What do you do? And well, I stopped smoking and I started working out. I was like, okay, let's see if I can, like, not smoke. So I read that book by Alan Carr, Easy Way to Stop Smoking. I just stopped smoking. I was like, fuck, this is great. Started eating more. And, yo, it was funny because I was no longer cool. I didn't go out with my friends anymore because they all smoked. They were like, well, fuck, this guy, all he does is talk about how good it is to not smoke. And I'm like, fuck, guys, just give it a shot. Maybe I talked about it more than I think I do. I was probably annoying as fuck. God, here's Chris again. All he does is talk about not smoking. You know, like, life is great. And I was like, guys, like, fuck. But no one ever gave me a chance, like, to hear me out. I was like, guys, just listen to me for a second. And they're like, okay, what? I'm like, when you don't smoke, there's a lot of women that like you for not smoking. So you're less popular with other men, but you're way more popular with other women. So why don't we all just try and not smoke together? Because we're all single fucking losers. So let's try and be single losers that don't smoke so we can hang out with a whole bunch of fucking really good looking women that don't smoke. Why don't we give that a shot? Because right now we're just hanging out with each other like a bunch of fucking losers. And as you get older, smoking becomes less cool. And then you're like, well, was smoking ever fucking cool? I don't know. I don't fucking know what's cool. But, well, I stopped smoking. I was, fuck yeah. Look at me now, bitch. Look at me now, bitch. I'm a non-smoker. Well, I don't look, see, fuck. Once a relationship ends, people move on. That's what normal people do. And I was like, all right, well, it motivated me. Like, it motivated me to just keep doing shit. Like this podcast. This is where I ran out of stuff, so I'm going to press pause and think about what I was talking about. Okay, so I've resumed. I think I started talking about challenging myself and why I like challenging myself. So yeah, so I stopped smoking to challenge myself, and I was successful. And then I just challenged myself to, you know, stop drinking. Now, I haven't been very successful with that, and I'll explain. So, 2017... It was summertime, maybe? I don't know. Sometime in 2017, I reintroduced myself to cannabis. I used to smoke a lot of weed in high school. From grade 10, 11, 12, maybe, for 3 years, I was high pretty much every single day. Not many people know that, except the people that were in my drama class, because all I did was show up to drama class, stoned, laughing. And I tell everyone, hey, guys, I'm so fucking stoned right now. I hope we do improvise. Vote for improvise stuff. All right. And teacher would be like, what do you guys want to do today? Everyone's like, let's do improvisation. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. How did they know? I'm like, how did they know I want to do improvisation today? That was great. Like, it was magic. I was like, they read my thoughts. No, I told them all. I was like, yo, guys, I'm really fucked up. And they're like, he's so funny. He's fucked up. I'm like, tell them all. I'll be even funnier. That's it. You know, but then it doesn't get fun anymore. So I stopped. I stopped and that was it. I don't know why I stopped. I had a lot of fun. I didn't have fun at home. I didn't have fun getting stoned at home. So I didn't get stoned at home. And I had some bad trips, not going to lie. But looking in retrospect, looking back, I only had bad trips when I would drink and smoke. So anyways, in 2017... I started smoking again, cannabis. It's different though, it was legalized. It was medical. And I baby steps, you know, you take a toke. How does it make me feel? Don't get too fucked up. Take another toke, how does it make you feel? Don't get too fucked up. I had more self-control. And what was happening is, the more I had self-control, the more I made responsible decisions, the less I enjoyed alcohol. And I just stopped drinking as much as I used to. I stopped getting drunk every weekend. And then I'd stop drinking. And, you know, by the end of it, I was just an occasional drinker. and slowing down on my consumption of cannabis as well. I was like, yo, like, fuck. I get paranoid sometimes. It's not that much fun. So I just stopped. And so for 2018 and 2019, so the previous 2 years, I was pretty much sober. Except if I planned on going out. So I'd go out to a restaurant or a bar every day, but all I would do is eat and drink water. And once every 3 or 4 months, I would drink a beer, a mixed drink, whatever, have a shot of tequila. I would just do it to fit in. Because when you are a single guy in your late 30s and you go to the same restaurant every day and you don't order alcohol and you only order food, or you sit there and you order water, it appears really creepy. It appears really fucked up. And it appears to be really uncomfortable. And I come to this conclusion because when I saw other people do the same thing as me, I thought they were fucking weird. Like, if I saw a dude just go to a bar every day and order a beer, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with this loser? Like, he comes to a bar every day and he just drinks. What the fuck? Meanwhile, I'm going to the bar every day. I'm not even drinking, so how fucked up am I? So I was like, fuck, I should have a beer to fit in. And like 2 or 3 times, I made friends with the waitresses. I think they started to trust me. A few of the waiters too. The bartenders, sorry. The people that work at the bar. And I'd be like, hey guys, listen. Y'all only see me sober. It's about time you see me drunk. I owe it to you. And now remember, I was under a lot of stress at this time. I was under a lot of pressure. I was trying to work for myself. I had no money. I was under a lot of stress. So I could not justify getting fucked up. I could not justify celebrating. I could not justify any of that. And here's a bit of important information. It's my own personal philosophy, okay? Whether you are drinking, consuming cannabis, whatever you are doing in your life, it should be to make things better. It shouldn't be to make things worse. So if I was ever drinking and I felt like violent or I felt angry, I would stop drinking and I'd go to sleep. Like, I don't, my goal is to enhance. My goal is to celebrate. My goal is to have fun. My goal is to not make things worse. That's how I've always been. So there were a few times I went out and I was like, guys, listen. They're like, what? I'm like, I've had a really fucked up time. I think I deserve a night of drinking. What do you think? And they're like, yeah, of course. I was like, okay, I'm going to get really fucked up tomorrow. I'm just letting you guys know. And they're like, okay, great. So I go there and I got drunk a few times, and it was nothing, like, I don't know, it was fucking weird, man. You get drunk by yourself for no reason, you feel like an alcoholic. I was like, oh, this is not fun. I was like, what am I celebrating? I'm drinking by myself. It's fun to drink with people at a party. Like, anyway, I don't drink because of that. So Christmas Eve of this year, 2019, or the 23rd, one of the days, I don't remember the exact date, I walked to the LCBO, that's the Liquor Control Board. Oh, I don't know what the O stands for.
Oh, really?
Maybe that's, I don't know what it's, anyways, I bought myself a small bottle of whiskey, Maker's Mark, Maker's Choice, whatever it is. I bought myself a small bottle of tequila, don't remember the brand. I bought myself a small bottle of gin. I was surprised that 3 fucking small bottles cost me like $70. It has been so long since I drank alcohol on a regular that I didn't realize how expensive that shit got. But I bought it, bought myself some mixer, walked home, and on Christmas Day, I had me some drinks. I had me some whiskey gingers, had me some whiskey sevens, and I watched TV. I threw on Netflix, I just watched some TV. I got a little buzz. And then I did the same thing on Boxing Day, the 26th. Got a little buzz, had me some drinks. I was like, oh, okay, I think that's it. And I was like, this is a good marker to see if I can go 1 year without any alcohol in my system. Because as I said before, I haven't drank very much. I probably drank a total of 10 times since January 1st, 2018 until now. Like, that's maximum total of 10 times. But I've never gone a full year. The closest I got when I had relocated to a small tourist town. I mentioned this a few times. And I met the boss of the company. Like, I met the boss, the guy I was going to work for. He was such a nice guy. He owned a lot of land where he lived with his wife. They owned a restaurant. He owned a few businesses. They needed help. I stayed in his trailer on his property. He allowed me into his home to use his shower. Very welcoming. Very, very welcoming. Very loving. Very supportive. And we met at, there was a beer, I don't know what they're called, beer distillery. It's a company that makes beer, sells beer. They make it on the spot. They package it and they sell it. But they also have a small bar. So I met him there because it's the local place. And he went inside to talk to someone. He came out and he dropped a beer in front of me. Now, I didn't say to him, I don't drink. Because I don't know. If I were to meet him again now, I would tell him, I can't drink. I'm sorry, I appreciate it, but I can't drink right now. I'll explain it a later time over a beer. Because I've made a deal with myself to try and go 1 year without alcohol. But at that time, he gave me a beer. And to me, it was rude to say no. To me, it was not right to tell my boss no. If my boss is offering me something, I have to show him I'm on his team. So I had the beer. And it wasn't even a beer. It was like two sips of a beer. And they were small little sample. Like, it was like a sample. So if they have like six different brands, it was like a small little sample of each one. And he brought it over and I had one. I said, no, that's it. I said, you know, I have to drive in about 8 hours. I got to drive later on. And I said, I can't drink really too much right now. Like, I got some health shit going on. He's like, oh, I didn't know. He's like, why didn't you say something? I was like, no, it's okay. But I had that beer and I was like, fuck. Like, deep inside, I was like, fuck, man. I almost made it 1 year with no alcohol. That was as close. Fuck. I almost made it 1 year with no alcohol. So this year I told myself, you know what? I got a long time to live. I've been alive for a long time. I had my first drink when I was maybe 14 or 15 years old. Let me go 1 year, 365 days of no alcohol. Let's see if I can do it. So that's what I told myself. December 26, no more booze. Why? I don't know. I do shit like this. It's what entertains me. I have monthly challenges, right? So in April, here's where I'm going with this. In April, I decided to just start consuming sugar. I don't normally have sugar, but I bought a shitload of chocolate. I bought fruit juice. I bought Fruitopia. I've tried all four different kinds of Fruitopia. I bought chocolate. I had a lot of chocolate. I just bought a shitload of chocolate and I consumed it. And it did not make me feel good. I felt like shit. It fucked up my diet. And that was April. And now I still have some leftover chocolate, which is tasty as fuck. But I don't want it anymore. So I make new goals for myself. So the month of May, what's my goal for the month of May? I think my goal for the month of May will be... I didn't set an official one on May 1st. But I think I'm going to try and limit my spending, my grocery shopping, to $200 for the month. I spent $70 on the Friday, so I got $130 left in groceries. I need to consume all of my food in my house, keep my bills low. That's my goal for May. I think in June, it's going to be zero sugar in my diet. So I'm going to start weaning myself off of the sugar right now. That's the type of stuff that I do. I don't do it because I believe I have an addiction. I don't do it because I believe I need to. I do it because I want to. I do it because it's good mental exercise. I do it because it's fun. It spices up life a little bit, you know? I don't know. I listen to smart people. I used to watch Joe Rogan's podcast. And listen, I know Joe Rogan is considered bro science. I've referenced him a few times, but I take away various bits of information. And I remember there was a debate on one of his episodes where they talked about vitamins and how some doctors were saying that vitamins aren't good and they are good and they aren't good. And one of the people on his show, someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I do recall them saying that vitamins only work if you use them properly. And that got me thinking. I was like, well, what does that mean? Well, a multivitamin doesn't work if you... this is what I asked myself. How is a multivitamin supposed to work if you're smoking cigarettes, consuming alcohol, eating like shit? Maybe you have a dairy intolerance and you're eating pizza every day and you're taking and you're just swallowing 5 multivitamins. I don't think it's going to work like that. So I spent a long time trial and error. I bought a multivitamin, probiotics, vitamin D. What else? And glucosamine sulfate, I think, GSM, whatever it's called. And I just played around with different brands, different doses, different vitamins. I added vitamin C sometimes, and I improved my diet. For 90 days, I had nothing but meat and vegetables. I went total keto. And some days, I pissed bright neon yellow because I had way too much vitamins in my diet. And I was like, oh, well, if I'm eating this, I don't need this supplement. Is this food going to be part of my regular diet or not? Or should I supplement it? So I made decisions like that based on how my own body was reacting. I noticed weight loss. I noticed I was happier. I noticed I'd go to bed at the same time every night and I'd sleep for 8 hours. I wouldn't wake up. I wouldn't toss and turn. The position I found myself in bed is the position I woke up to the next day. I woke up full of energy, jumped out of bed. I was making no impulse decisions. I had total control over my own life. And I fucking loved it. And I was like, okay, well, vitamins do work if they are used properly, right? So this is the type of shit that I do for fun. Everything I do in life, I live like this. It hurts no one but myself. It benefits no one but myself and anyone else that wants to try it. Like, if you want to try it, do it. If you're sitting at home listening to this, you're married. Either you're, you know, it doesn't matter what you are, man, woman, whatever you are. Ask yourself, what does it hurt to go a consistent 7 days doing something and then a consistent 14 days doing something and then a consistent 21 and then 28 and then 3 months? Right? Because that's all that I've done. That's all that I've done in my life is level up. It's 11-11. Make a wish. What? So I tried first, you know, no drinking 2 weeks, no drinking 1 month, no drinking 3 months, no drinking 6 months. Let's try 1 year. I might celebrate after 1 year of no drinking. I might go on vacation. I might go to Mexico and get shit-faced. I might party. I might wake up the next day and be like, that was a really bad decision. You know, I don't claim to be part of AA. I don't claim to be right. I don't claim to be wrong. I don't claim drinking is good for you. I don't claim it's bad for you. I don't claim any of that shit. All I say is, hey, this is what I'm trying. Let's try it. Maybe I'm going to smoke some weed and never drink and have a great fucking time. Maybe I'm happy all the time. Maybe I'm going to smoke some weed. And, you know, life is terrible. It helps me, it helps with the anxiety. It helps function. Maybe it's not needed all the time, you know? Maybe it won't be needed again. Maybe it will be. Maybe, who knows? It's for no one else's, it benefits no one else but me, and it hurts no one else but me. But what does it hurt you to make these kinds of decisions yourself, right? I don't understand why other people don't say, you know what? Tomorrow's Monday. I'm going to try and take a multivitamin every single day for the next 30 days. Like, how does that hurt? All it takes is you consistently doing something at the same time every single day. It's just a personal responsibility to make yourself feel better. So as time passes and as life gets better and life gets worse for me, regardless of what's happening or what's going on, I am consistently trying to improve something and consistently trying to focus on something. So I got a calendar on my wall. It's got a nice dog on it. Got it from the pet food store. And every day, I just write down how much money I spend. And the goal is to spend less money the next month. And of course, things happen. Like last month, I bought an Xbox. Why did I buy an Xbox? Well, because I'm at home. It's quarantine. I should spend some time playing video games. Maybe it'll take my mind off things. Maybe when I'm bored, it'll help me. It might be entertaining. That's it. That was an expense I didn't plan for, so my budget was bigger. That's it. I redecorated my living conditions. I changed where my bedroom goes, and I like it, and I'm happier where I live right now. I'm not desperate to leave. I'm not desperate to run as fast as I can. I don't hate my home. I converted my old bedroom into a cat library. And all that means is that's where the cats hang out. There's a litter box in there, and that's where I keep my books. But with vision and planning, if I were to stay here, maybe I'm buying more books. Maybe that's where I store my paper towel right now. Before I moved, when I was living in my last place with a giant cold room in the cellar, I bought a fucking 20-pack roll of paper towel. Well, fuck, I still got that shit here. 12-pack. So it sits in the library drawer. Why? Why not? But eventually it's going to be gone. Maybe it'll be replaced with books. Maybe I'll have a real library. Maybe I'll get a computer desk. Who knows? Eventually shit will happen. That's fucking life. I keep walking around. I'm looking at my fridge, my freezer. I got all this food, you know? My freezer is full of... So I love food. I love pizza. There's nothing better than buying pizza. Buying pizza is always going to be better than when I make it myself. I enjoy pizza more when someone else makes it. But $40 for pizza, which is what I usually spend, I get myself two pizzas, so I have enough for two or three meals. Financially, it's not a great decision. So I ask myself, well, what can I do instead? Well, at $40, I'll break it down. I'll buy myself some tasty frozen appetizer snacks. I'll buy myself some pizza stuff to make my own damn pizzas. And I'll buy myself maybe a week's supply of groceries. Boom, there's the $40 better spent. Now I've got too much food. And it's like, well, what do I want to eat? Well, okay, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to push aside my cravings for a little bit. I'm going to fulfill my cravings with the fucking ice cream I bought. I haven't had ice cream in a while. I think I'm dairy intolerant. When I eat dairy, weird smells come from my body. And this might surprise a lot of people, especially men. But I'll tell you something right now, guys. I hope you're listening. If your farts smell, it's probably from the dairy. So if your farts are killing people, like if it's so bad people have to leave the room, you just consume a little bit less. No one's telling you to give up everything. Just maybe a little bit less cheese. That's it. These are goals. Yo, I'll never forget when I went full keto. I went full ketogenic. All I was eating was meat or pork. When I say meat, I mean cow. So I was eating cow, I was eating pork, and I was eating chicken and green vegetables. That's it. There was nothing else. I cooked all of my green vegetables in hemp oil with salt and pepper. I only put salt and pepper on the meat. That was it. No dips. The only thing I was drinking was water. When I went full keto, okay? Let's talk. If talking about bowel movements grosses you out, just fast forward this part, okay? But I'll put it like this. My poops were just... They look like an animal's poop. If you have an animal that's a healthy animal, they just dump anything that's a little bit excess. So it was very clean, very healthy. My urine was normal. There was no odor. It was just clear. It was healthy. And I had no smells. I didn't burp. I didn't belch. I didn't fart. There was nothing negative leaving my system. I was like, wow, this is fucking great. I was like a perfect gentleman without even trying. I was like, wow, this is wonderful. And then I slowly would reintroduce foreign foods back into my diet. Ketosis is not for everybody. It's mentally difficult. It's very difficult. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a health practitioner. I'm not a fitness expert. I got the skinny fat guy body, you know? Like, you look at me, you're not going to take health advice from me. What I do know is I don't get tired when I walk. I got to, you know, I think I'm in good shape for my age and for my lifestyle. I'm happy with my health. That's what I'm saying. So talk to a doctor or listen to a nutritionist. Listen to an expert. Don't listen to me. Listen to someone that you trust. But never forget that it's your own body and it's your own choices. So if you're 500 pounds, if you're obese listening to this, maybe you're not going full keto. Maybe you're not cutting your calories to 600 a day. Maybe you're not jumping on the treadmill and running for 10 miles, right? Maybe you're just going to eat the same foods you're eating, but now you're going to walk to the mailbox every day. And you're going to do that for 30 days until you're no longer out of breath. Now you're going to go for a walk around the neighborhood. Now you're going to eliminate cheese after 10 p.m., maybe now you're going to eliminate potato chips after 8 p.m. You know, maybe now you've decided you're not going to have Rice Krispies for a month, you know, and you're going to slowly eliminate things. You're going to slowly substitute. You're slowly going to change your lifestyle. You're going to read books yourself. Maybe you're turning off the TV every night and you're going to read one chapter. That's what I did. I started getting into the habit before I had a job. Before I had a job, I was waking up first thing in the morning and I was reading. I think I talked about this before. I think I talked about how I was going to start reading the Bible because it's the world's most popular book, right? So what I did is I was like, well, I Googled, how do people read the Bible? And they're like, well, a lot of people find it spiritual, blah, 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 to do this in the morning. Like Mark Wahlberg, that guy wakes up at what? 3 o'clock in the morning and prays and reads the Bible for 3 hours every day. Do you know how disciplined you have to do that? I can't play a video game for 3 hours. I don't have the focus for that. For real. I don't have the mental strength to do what he does. So what I was like, you know what? Let me try for as long as I can to wake up before I even get out of bed, just grab a book and read it. So I started reading just regular books first. Then I started reading the Bible. And I was like, okay. But it didn't last. I can't read first thing in the morning. I want to get up and go. I want to see what the fuck has happened. Like, what's happened in the world? This is exciting. And then I was reading at the end. At one point, I was reading in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. Reading never hurts anybody. Read, like, how can I put it? I don't read to learn anymore. I realized I don't need to learn. I'm done learning. I've retired. What does that mean? Well, that means that I'm a 39-year-old male. No one fucking listens to me. You know what I'm saying? Let me say that again. I'm a 39-year-old male. I got a job. I have a job. It's not a career. It's a job. I don't have a university degree. I don't have a college degree. What I do have is I have a sense of humor. I have a lot of trial and error. I have cats I'm really good with. I have dogs. I don't have dogs. I had dogs I'm good with. I believe I'm good at making people smile if they choose. I'm good at helping people. And that's it. So no one should be coming to me for professional advice. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not any of those things. I don't claim to be any of those things. What I claim to do is read things for myself, and I claim to listen to smart people. So that's what I do. So if I have a psychological problem, I talk to a psychologist or I read. I was seeing a psychologist back at the end of 2017. I did every single thing she told me to do. I would tell her what I know, and she says, that's great, that's true, that is accurate information, that is false information. She would clarify things for me because I did my own research. That's all that I do. That's all that I did. So what I'm saying is, no one fucking listens to me. Why should they? I ain't no expert. I'm a fucking silly guy who wants to be a silly guy, who wants to have fun, who wants to work hard, and who wants to go on vacation. Once a year, twice a year, that's it. And I'm happy. And I'm content. So I don't need to learn. I don't need to learn how fucking shit works anymore. Fuck it. Oh, I'm retired. Later, guys. Don't tell me that shit. I don't care how an engine works, to be honest with you. Listen, if I buy a car again, I'm going to buy roadside assistance. That's how I work. Well, a man should know how to change his oil. Why? There's services that do that shit for you now. That's what other people do for a living. We live in a peaceful society. I don't need to do that on my own. Well, what happens if your car breaks down in the middle of nowhere? Tell you something. Every vehicle I've ever owned, I kept emergency water in the trunk. I kept a blanket. I kept a change of clothes. I kept a bathing suit. So you know what my ass is going to do? My ass is going to sit in that fucking vehicle all night till it's daylight out. And then my ass is going to walk and fucking jump in front of the first vehicle I see and say, I need help. Can you just fucking call a tow truck for me? That's all I need, please. And I'm only going to do that if I can afford it. It's called pre-planning. So I know it could be easier to just learn how to do this and learn how to do that. But guys, I'm old. My brain don't work like that. If I have to learn how to change a tire, if I got to learn how to change an oil, if I got to learn all this shit, that means I got to forget something else I know. That's impossible. I'm almost 40. So when I read now, this sounds fucked up. When I read so I don't forget how to read. I think it's important to read. I think it's fun to read. I think it's important to understand how to read. The dog goes woof. The cat goes meow. I think it's important. So I keep reading. Vegetables. Artichoke. Arugula. Asparagus. Bok choy. Broccoli. Brussels. I'm reading keto-friendly foods, which is a list I have up on my refrigerator. It's how I remind myself that my brain is still working and my brain is healthy. Math? Well, I do basic math. Addition, subtraction, addition, multiplication, division. Well, I'm not that good at certain things anymore. I was never really good at math, but it's... I accept my role in society for what it is. So I just live within... I live within my means. So I'm going to be fun. I'm going to be funny. I'm going to work on myself, and whoever wants to join me can. That's it. Let's try it. The fuck? Why not? I listen to a lot of music. I know a lot of music, and it's fucked. What's really fucked up to me, okay? Couldn't tell you a lot of important people in my life's birthdays. Couldn't tell you the day they were born. I couldn't tell you the year they were born. I couldn't tell you any of that. But I could tell you... there's not much I could tell you about other people that mean a lot to me. It's not because I don't want to. It's because I don't need to. I know what they need. I know how to serve them if I have to. And what I'm saying is like... I may not know someone important to me's birthday or how old they were. But I'll tell you, I sing a whole album to you. I'll tell you exactly with perfect timing what happens in Dr. Dre 2001 album. I've listened to that enough, still to this day. To this day! Think about that. What the fuck? The guy don't know birthdays, but the guy knows every single song by Dr. Dre from an album that's 19 years old. What? Older than that, that album was 1999. See, how do I remember when that album came out? I don't choose what I remember. I just remember what I do. That's what scares me about Alzheimer's. That's what scares me about dementia. People are like trying to quiz you. Parents will try and quiz their children. That's why I don't want to have children. I'm just joking. I don't know if I want to have children or not, but yo, imagine children. They're like, hey, mom, how old am I? Fuck, they're like, I don't fucking know. You're old. Like, if I ask my mom right now, mom, how old am I? She's not going to know. She's gonna, I don't know. You're 30-something? Yo, some children will be like, doctor, my mother has Alzheimer's. She just doesn't remember how old I am. And doctor's like, fuck, we better medicate her and throw her up in jail. Because she doesn't remember how old you are. And mom's like, why? Before the mother can say anything, she's thrown in the back of a cart and drugged. I don't know. I just don't keep track of that shit. You dumb motherfuckers. Mothers will remember, like, your favorite meal. Like, if I were to call my mom up right now and be like, Mom, can you make me a classic breakfast? She'd be like, yeah, sure. What do you want? Salami sandwiches? Sausage? Bacon? A half pack of bacon? This is what I ate as a child growing up. As a child, as a teenager, as my 20s when I lived at home. And I was just like, yo, Mom. She'd be like, what? She'd be like, make me a classic breakfast, please. She's like, sure. Anything else you want? I'm like, great. But if I was like, Ma, she's like, what? I'm like, how old am I? She's like, I don't know, 30-something. The fuck? Are you 30s or are you just 40s now? So I mean, it'd be like, doctor. Doctor. Doctor's like, yes. Like, it's very important, doctor. Doctor's like, what's that? I'm like, I believe my mother is suffering from Alzheimer's. You better take her away. Put me in charge of all of her money immediately. And doctor's like, yes, sir. A good doctor would be like, well, let's test her out. Hey, ma'am.
Yeah?
How old's your son? Well, I don't know. Why don't you know? Did you forget? Nah, I don't keep track of that shit. Oh. Do you remember what you had for breakfast yesterday? No, it was fucking yesterday. I don't keep track of that shit. Do you remember what your son's favorite meal is? Of course. Do you remember what your own favorite meal is? Well, I like all kinds of food. I don't give a fuck. Do you remember your daughter's favorite food? Yes. They remember that shit. But yo, people are fucked. They're like, my mother, my father does not remember. I listen to people talk, man. They're fucking crazy. I feel sorry for the family. They're like, well, my mom's getting old, you know? She doesn't remember shit like she used to. I'm like, well, of course not. She's older. Who the fuck remembers everything they ever did? I got friends. They're like, yo. Remember that summer of 2003? I'm like, what? No. They're like, that's the summer we went to the Molson Indy and Mario Andretti finished second. And I'm like, okay. They're like, how do you not remember that? It was like yesterday. I'm like, bro, in 2003, we went to a nightclub and we met these girls. One of them wanted to fuck you. And you said no. Like, why'd you say no? And they're like, I don't remember that. I'm like, you don't remember that, but you remember fucking Mario Andretti winning a race? What do you remember? The truth is people remember what they choose to remember. Some people don't choose to remember what they remember. They just remember what the fuck they want. A lot of people only remember the bad because they only want to remember the bad, you know? I'm sure. Fuck, man. This is why I get so angry. If you were to interview all of my family, Jerry Springer, I want to go on Jerry Springer so bad, bring my family just to embarrass all of them. Jerry Springer's like, well, and we'll give Jerry some credibility, you know, some humorous credibility. Jerry will be like, well, Chris's older sister. She'll be like, well, yeah. What do you remember about your brother, huh? And she'd be like, well, I remember all the terrible shit and how he was mean to me. Really? And Jerry will be like, but do you remember? And he pulls out a card. He's like, do you remember when you guys went to the beach? And he got swept away in the fucking ocean. And everyone laughed at him because he came out and his pants ripped down and you saw his ass crack. Do you remember that? He's like, oh, no, you. That's fucking hilarious. Oh, good. Do you remember when he almost shat himself once because he tied a knot in his swim trunks and he couldn't get the thing untied and he almost shit all over the place? Do you remember that? Yeah, I fucking remember that, too. That's hilarious. Everyone starts laughing at your expense. Your friends are like, oh. I got one friend, for sure. He's going to be like, bro. Oh, man. You know, all I know about him is, like, he stopped smoking and, like, he changed. He changed and it wasn't good. I'd be like, really? Yeah, man. Like, he used to be laid back. He used to have fun. He used to drink. He used to smoke. He used to be life of the party. And then he stopped smoking and he stopped doing all that shit. And Jerry would be like, well, weren't you always telling him that he should stop drinking and stop smoking and take life seriously? And they'd be like, yeah, but not at my expense. Like, I didn't want him to fucking... I didn't want him to smarten up with me. So, let me explain. Like, what I wanted to happen was for Chris to smarten up for everybody else, but for me to stay the exact same fucking goofy fuck that I always knew because it entertained me, you know? It's like, what? How does that work, man? How does that work? I tried. It doesn't work like that all the time, you know? And that's how people remember, right? I got one of my oldest friends. This guy, his name's Paul. Paul, if you ever listen to this. Yeah, this guy. Fuck. What can I say about the guy? Hey, man. My father was a hoarder. So my father ditched us and went on vacation. And while he was gone, I was like, yo, Paul. Paul's like, yo, what's up? I'm like, listen, can you help me clean out our basement? He's like, yeah, whatever. What do you need done? You need plumbing, you need electrical? Like, I thought we were going to fucking renovate the basement. I was like, no, bitch, come over and take a look. He's like, all right, don't call me bitch. I was like, all right, bitch. He'd laugh. He'd show up. He'd be like, yo, what's up, bitch? I'm like, nothing, bitch. You know, we'd hug, embrace. How are you, bro? Yeah, small talk. I show him the basement. And he'd say, holy fuck. Bro, he goes, you guys have the whole world in here. Because my father hoarded everything. We had industrial tiles in the basement from a company that a company was going to throw out. These things were rotted away, and my father just collected this shit. I said to Paul, I said, Paul, my father's gone. Can you help me? Can we clear this out? Can we take stuff to the dump? Can we do whatever we can to get rid of most of this shit? Because it's never going to leave. And Paul said, yeah. No questions asked. He helped, and we just cleaned out that basement. I remember Paul in that sense. I remember, you know, Paul and I went to fucking Niagara Falls one night. He met a lady that loved him. No one could understand. Even he didn't understand it. This chick was all over him. He was single. And she was to this day, everyone, including him, to this day, Deontay Wilder, to this day, everyone is still scratching their heads. How the fuck? Why? Wait, no one gets it, even him. She should be a teacher. It should be a Van Halen remake of the video Hot for Teacher. And she should be the hot teacher because she was a 10 out of 10. And she should be standing up there while we all sit in the class, including Paul, taking notes as to why she was so interested in him. And Paul, a gentleman he is, he's like, listen, I am not into one-night stands. She's great, but I would want something more from her. And we're like, guy. Just shut your mouth and look at it. Like, no one understood it. So I stayed with him overnight. You know, we went on a group trip with our former employer. We took a bus to Niagara Falls. You take a bus home. We said, fuck the bus. We got a cheesy hotel room on the strip. The air conditioning was broken. This was summertime. We stayed. I thought he was going to get himself some, give it up for the nookie. Because she was, fuck, man. Damn it, Paul. But nothing. You know, we just stayed overnight. We had some laughs about it. I asked him what was wrong with him. I told him if he likes men, it's okay. He just has to tell me so we can be on the same page. But he's like, no, I don't like guys. I just can't do it. Like, you know, he's a gentleman. The next day, called up our friend Keith. Keith drove 2 hours to pick us up and drive us home. Didn't ask questions. He just did it. And this is how I remember my friends. I remember my friends for the positives. You know, this is, it's important to say because you need to remember for yourself. I need to remember for myself. I need to remember the good from people. The same way I would hope people remember the good from me. Because it's easy. It's easy and it's lazy to remember the bad, you know? It's all about perspective in life. It's all about how things happen. I got a million stories about friends. I always had a lot of friends growing up. And people always said to me, they're like, bro, your friends are going to leave you one day. Your friends are going to leave you. Then you're going to have nobody. And I was like, that's good though. Like, they're your friends. You wish them the best. When you see them again later on, the expectation is positive. But sometimes it's not positive, and sometimes you're there for your friends because they need you. And that's it. You always have to remember the positive. So that's what I do. You know, if Paul to this day, Deontay Wilder, to this day, if Paul called me up and he's like, yo, I need your help. Yeah, what do you need, man? Any of them. There's no one you hold the grudge with. You help what you can, or you say you can't and let bygones be bygones, say bye and be gone. What? That's it. Forgiveness is the older I get, the more I understand forgiveness. And the more I understand when people say forgiveness is for yourself, right? It's important. I want to remember Paul for the good. I want to remember his brother Peter. You know, they're twin brothers. Molly and Polly, baby. They're twin brothers. They were goofy as fuck because they fought like children. But it was so much fun. It was so much fun watching them argue about stupid shit. They'd be driving a car together and they're yelling at each other for driving in the left lane or the right lane. One guy says drive in the left, one guy says drive in the right. They were fucking almost coming to blows. These motherfuckers are almost coming to blows because of which lane they're in. I'm fucking laughing at them because I'm like, you goofy motherfuckers, Molly and Polly. What's wrong with you? Why would you do that? But it's great. I want to remember the good, you know? I want to remember, you know, when I used to drink a lot and I got drunk, Peter was always taking care of me. That motherfucker, he had no problem taking free drinks. He took a lot of free drinks from me. You know, I'd go out. He was my bitch. And I don't mean that derogatory. I mean, he was my bitch. I was his bitch. We were dating. We were a couple. And I'll tell you how it works with friends, okay? When you're a young, single guy, him and I would go out together to the clubs. I'd bring about $200, $300 with me. I'd get absolutely shit-faced. He would take care of me. He'd make sure I don't get arrested. He'd make sure I don't get hurt. He'd make sure I don't get into a fight. He'd make sure I don't get ripped off. And the payment for him was I'd just buy him drinks all night. That is how the relationship worked. I would hear people say, oh, fucking, he's taking advantage of you, man. He's ripping you off. Yo, it's an investment, baby. You know why? Because I'm having some fun. F-U-N. And I can trust him, and he's going to do the best to help me. That's it. That's how you work. At the same time, that motherfucker, he was scared of his own shadow. I had to convince him, hey, man, yo, let's go on a vacation. Hey, open up your fucking wallet, Scrooge McDuck. Take out $200. Let's go to fucking Niagara Falls. Let's go to Montreal. Let's go here. Let's go there. That guy traveled more because I forced him to. And I hope that one day in retrospect, he can stop and look back and think of me. That's how I want him to think of me. I want him to think of me in a sense that says, fuck, you know, I see people my age, they're settled down and they're antsy. They want to go to Niagara Falls. They want to have a boys' weekend. They want to go to a strip club. They want to do this. They want to do that. But I don't want to because I did all of that already. That is what I hope. I hope he says, like, yo, that is what that friendship meant. Same thing with Paul. Same thing, they had another brother. Same with all of my friends. I hope they remember me for the good. I hope that one day when their children get older, they're like, fuck, I'm sick of hanging out with kids all the time. Let's go see what this guy's up to. Let's go have some fun, like old time's sake. Because it's just for a day. I've always tried saying this, but no one ever listens to me. I think it's so important to set aside at least 2 days for your friends. If you can do that once a year, out of 365 days, you're simply taking 2 days where you put your friends first before your family. And what that means is you take care of your family first. You say, honey, I'm going away. Don't call me. Don't call me unless someone is dying. Okay? Don't call. I don't, you know, if the kid, you can handle it. I trust you. Just don't call me. And you go out with your friends. Y'all go out. You have campfires. You all do that. And you dedicate that time 100% to your friends because it's your way of giving back. And I've tried stressing the importance of this. I've tried explaining that you need it because it makes you feel good. Everyone needs to do this, but people don't get it. It's tough to do, but it's important. I hope one day if my friends hear this, they'll be like, yo, like, fuck, let's give it a shot. What do we have to lose? You know, we used to go up to a cottage every weekend, a boys' weekend. Once a year, it's not a bad idea. It keeps you sane. It makes you remember the good in people. It's important to do that. This has been a funner podcast. I really want to do a podcast every day because fuck it, why not? What else do I got to do? The more I talk positively, the better I feel. The more I speak positively, I hope the more people enjoy it. That's it. Just fucking win. Anyways, it's almost lunchtime. I'm going to have me some breakfast. That makes no sense, but it does. Thank you for listening. Again, this has been a back-to-back podcast. This is Chris Cast. You can follow me on social media, KRIS Doing Things. You can follow my blog now, krispost.com. And here, Chris Cast. And remember, I'm going to start trying to say this as a reminder, not to you, but to me. I'm a silly guy. I'm a silly guy who's gone through some shit. It's not the same shit as everybody else, but I fucking lost. And now I'm trying to not lose. I'm just trying to smile and trying to have some fun because that's what I'm good at. I'm a silly guy. I'm not a doctor. I'm none of those things. I'm just here for a good time. You should be too. Make yourself a quarantini. Do whatever the fuck you want. It's your life, baby. Smile. Until next time, have a great day.